And then he says, hey, deniers, just ignore the fact that a Democratic U.S. congresswoman flew the transgender pride flag outside her office. I guess that didn't happen either. You know, this is all this denial that's going on. Like we were talking the other day or last hour about, oh, no, I didn't know. He didn't. No, he was having open heart surgery. Well, where is he? Well, he's not here anymore. Well, where did he go? I don't know, but something went wrong with the open heart surgery and didn't work as advertised. So he's a victim of a bad open heart surgery. So is he dead? No. No, it was just a medical procedure. Medical procedures can't kill people. And some of you are going, Mitter Church, please, what are you talking about? I'm talking about how Planned Parenthood's new gig is to say, oh, it's not an abortion and we don't kill babies. It's a medical procedure. Okay. I can play that game. And by the way, now Dreher wouldn't look this up. I'm glad I didn't have to. There's a product out for little boys who want to pass themselves off as little girls. Right, well, this is the underwear product that you can now buy for your little boy who thinks he's a little girl. It's called the Tuck Buddy. If you've seen 1993's Silence of the Lambs, you know what a Tuck Buddy does. I don't need to fill in the gaps there. You know what I'm talking about. Buffalo Bill, use your imagination. If you don't know what a Tuck Buddy does, well, I don't know how to describe it on a family show other than it would suppress male appearances, shall we say. Some of you are going like, this is just sick. No, it's the new normal, and I'm going to prove it to you that it's the new normal. Some of us have been warning about this for almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years this coming March. I have been pounding the dais here, begging for anyone to listen and to join the chorus. It's too late now. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. Listen to this. Wall Street Journal. Commentary piece. When your daughter defies biology, the burden of mothers whose children suffer from rapid onset gender dysphoria. There is no such thing. This is a made up condition. What's it made up for? To make an excuse for children, young adults, who have decided they want in on the fad. They want in on the fad because they want attention. What do kids always want? They want acknowledgement. They want to stand out above their peers. They want a leg up, etc., etc. Only this acknowledgement is sinful. It's mentally, it poses a threat to mental health. In almost half of the cases of people that experimented with it, it results in death by suicide. And there are mutilations of the body that cannot be undone. Who do you think is the author of that? People, well, God lets it be done, it must be good. No, God allows men to use their free will to do stupid things. Now listen to this story. I'm telling you, by the time I'm done reading this, you're going to go like, Mitter Church, please. That woman made that up. So she writes about this woman who wrote to her using a pseudonym. She didn't want her name out there. Why? Because she's terrified that the tranny mammy pimps will find out who she is and will go after her. What will they do? Try to kick her out of polite society and see to it that her economic earning potential is ruined. That's what these people want. They just don't want their way. They want utter destruction of anyone that opposes them. What an irony coming from people who have been lecturing us for two centuries now. Don't you impose your religious beliefs on me. Oh, but you can impose your transgender, sodomite, saturated beliefs on the rest of us. I see, said the blind man. So there's this new made-up disorder called ROGD, rapid onset gender dysphoria. The story is about a woman who sent her apparently nearly normal heterosexual daughter off to an Ivy League school. This is what happened to her.